Hey, this is Sampa the Great, and you're listening to Dan Diggs. Yeah.
Interviews with artists before they go on stage at the world's most iconic venues. This is Backstage with Dan Diggs.
Backstage with Dan Diggs.
Cool, so this works out, right?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Sampa the Great. We're backstage. Well, on the stage.
On the actual stage.
On the actual stage in Gold Diggers in East Hollywood in LA. Well, welcome and thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been a huge fan of your work. I was well into the Great Mixtape. Is it 2015? That seems like a long time ago.
That was a while ago. Many Sampas back.
Right, exactly. It must feel like a different time, though.
It does. For a short amount of time, a lot has happened. And I always tell my friends, it feels like I've had to, like, step up, rebirth, go through a metamorphosis a couple of times. And it's like, it's the same Sampa, but just a lot of growth has had to occur in that, like, amount of time. But yeah, it feels like lifetimes ago.
Yeah.
Right? 2015, I'm like, wow, that was the time.
Yeah, and here we are in 2019. But I remember one of the tracks I was playing a lot was Jamal.
Yeah.
And there's that piano.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about that track?
Oh man, if we have to go back to this, I haven't listened to a Great Mixtape in a while. I usually do that with my projects, just to, you know, let that simmer and then
go
back. Yeah, get some distance and go back and be like, oh, in that time, this is what was happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jamal, man, that's a while ago. I mean, that's my song, and I'm trying to remember the loops and the plays in that.
Yeah, man. Well, there's been so many, right? Like, since then, you've had another album, and then there's been the collaborations, because actually it was with Wallace. I first heard you on Beauty.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Actually, that was really nice, and Wallace is a really nice person and amazing singer. That was really nice to do. We were both starting out, both trying to find our voices and who we are as artists. And I remember we were sitting in Dave's room, Rodriguez's room, and trying to figure out how we're going to express this song. And it came together really well. So,
wow. That's awesome. Yeah. And so, talking of how you got started, like, do you remember your first ever musical memory? Yeah, like, you know, just getting into music in the first place.
The first, like, really solid one would have been when I was around 8 and my parents forgot to come pick me from school.
No way.
And I had been writing in my journal, so I am a middle kid, so it's just like, okay, you're not paying attention to me, I'm going to write things in my journal and express myself through there.
Sure.
And
is this in Zambia or Australia?
This is in Botswana.
Botswana, okay.
Yeah, this is in Botswana.
Okay.
And I'm there, I'm writing. And that becomes my mode of expression.
Yeah.
And so my parents leave me one time, forget to pick me up from school, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, I'm going to write about this. And it turns into a song.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of my first musical experience where I was able to write a song, lyrics, everything, and sang that to my cousin, my sister, who proceeded to say, it wasn't me who did that.
And they didn't believe you.
They didn't believe me. And I was just like, why don't they believe me? I must have done something really dope. And then I continued doing, you know, writing music and writing songs. So that was kind of the first waltz into songwriting and music, which later turned to spoken word, poetry, then rap.
Yeah. Do you remember the title of that first song?
No. No. It was probably something like, you'll see, or something like,
right,
you guys will see, it's going to be something real, but I don't remember anything.
That's crazy. But that's awesome to hear about your start. I mean, in terms of like the artists you were listening to at that point, you know, like growing up, do you remember like the first artist you were exposed to?
No, my parents used to play tapes a lot, like folk tapes from Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be around that realm. And I do remember, though, the first hip-hop artist I listened to, and that was Park.
Wow.
And I was going into my cousin's room to get some. We had stairs. I was so young. I went up the staircase, went up there. I listened to the song. I didn't even know what I went up there for. And I'm just like, I'm going to sit down here and listen. And I was just so captured by the emotion behind it and the music, so...
Wow.
That was the first actual song that I...
Yeah. Well, why don't we play a song right now? We'll throw to it. So is there any particular track that you want to play?
From my own music or from Park?
From Park.
Changes.
Changes, that was the one?
That was the one.
It's Dan Diggs here backstage, or on stage at Gold Diggers with Sampa the Great. And I'm intrigued as like your journey since then, you know, from like listening to Tupac to just like growing up in Botswana and then having family in Zambia.
Yeah.
And then when did you come to Australia?
Australia was in, I believe, 2013.
Mm.
I actually had 2 years in San Francisco before.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to the Academy of the Art University.
Wow.
With my friend Judith, and we were on some, we're going to be directors, we're going.
Oh, she's going to be directors at that point?
At that point, wow. She wanted to be a director. I was more so in the clouds. I was like, I'm finished high school, so I'm trying to chill. And she was like, no, there's so much life and there's so much. And we were so into art. We were like really creative kids, but we didn't have an avenue or uni that would cater to that at home. So she was like, I know this university way out there. We have to fly all the way out there, girl, to go to it. And at that point, it was kind of like I was going with the motions with it. Mm. And I remember coming to the States to do those 2 years, and it was kind of like in my face because that was the first place I went to outside of Africa.
Wow.
And it was just like culture shock after culture shock. And I was just like,
what was the biggest thing, do you think?
I guess, you know, when you're in that bubble of home, you don't really see how the world sees you as an African.
Mm.
And so I came out and I was like, word, that's pretty hard. Gonna go back. But it was good because it allowed me to grow on my own definition of who I am.
Yeah.
And that only really happens when you're outside of home and outside of your comfort zone. So that's what, you know, that birthed. But then from there, it was like, I'm at home, I'm chilling. My sister was like, I want to go to university. I want to finish my degree. And it kind of inspired me as well to do it. And she was like, I want to go to Australia. And we were all like, huh?
Why Australia?
We don't know anybody there. Why are you even choosing that place? And she was like, I really want to go. And again, whisked away by another friend.
Wow, it seems like it's meant to be.
It was meant to be because I really just went there for uni. I've been there now for 6 years.
Wow. And are you in Sydney or Melbourne?
I'm in Melbourne now.
Melbourne, yeah.
Melbourne's where it's at.
It is.
I have to say that. It's
crazy.
Really beautiful.
It's
really
crazy.
Because,
I mean, your first tape was on, or the great mixtape was on Wonderquart Island.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is in Melbourne.
Yeah. And then, like, Melbourne, like, with Haydus Coyote.
Crazy.
And, like, it's just, it's nuts.
Everybody's there. Remy's there. Kaid's there. 37 is there. Everybody's neighbor, everybody's roommate plays music. It's just like a musical suburb, so it's really cool. Old town.
Yeah. That makes sense for you to be there then, because I feel like there's such a melting pot right now. And like one of my favorite labels, Brownswood,
I just released
this compilation called Sunny Side Up. Shout out to Brownswood. And there's like Dufresne,
Silent J's on there,
Lanius,
yeah.
And it's like, and then on your album, I actually had a little cheeky listen to, and I love it.
Thank
you. We're gonna talk about Final Form, we're gonna talk about OMG, but you got a track with Blue Lab Beats,
I do,
you got a track with Clever Austin, Perrin Moss,
yeah.
And it's like, and then John Wayne, like, mixed the whole thing, right?
He mixed it.
So I feel like you got there's some power on this thing.
Thank you. It's a beautiful meeting of minds, I always say, and most who I actually live with and conversate with and talk about our lives with. So it was important that we had them on the record to be able to express what we live through every day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just talking about Melbourne for a second, because I feel like I want to play a track maybe from a Melbourne artist or maybe from someone else that you're really feeling right now.
Yeah.
Maybe someone you've been bumping on this tour.
Yeah.
What would you like to play?
Crown.
Yeah.
Definitely Crown. I gotta get the latest one that he did.
Yeah, let's look it up on the phone.
Let me look it up.
Yeah. Tell the people what do they need to know about Crown first of all,
so
while you
Crown,
look.
Crown, amazing rapper from Melbourne, South Sudanese kid. Always thought that he sounded like a young Jay-Z, but that's just me. He's pretty amazing. And he came out with a track, and he came up with an album actually called Hold the Flag.
Wow.
And there's a song there called Let Us Live.
It's Dan Diggs with Sampa the Great on stage at Gold Diggers. Before her show tonight, I heard you sound checking. Sounded amazing. What track were you doing during sound check just then?
We did Wheel.
Yeah.
That was from the Great Mixtape.
Mm.
We also did the whole set, which was just BB9 Great Mixtape.
Right.
Infused.
Yeah. Any other surprises tonight?
Definitely going to get the singles from The Return. Going to bring energy. Definitely a lot of dancers involved. And we're going to take it back to Africa as well. So
yeah.
It's like all all this goodness is going to happen.
I can't wait. And we're sitting on the stage. There's like, there's a lot of flowers. And we're between two flowers on the mic stands. Is this your idea?
This is, well, this is Carl's idea. Carl is my manager.
Okay.
And that's just bringing BB9 to life. If you know, BB9 as a whole project is about healing, but also it was very... It was like it was a metaphor to put all the birds and the bees and the flowers and all the beauty
and incense,
all the beauty and incense on top of the cover for something that was really a hard experience to go through in navigating. And we often make healing sound like it's a beautiful experience with like, and actually it's one of the hardest experiences ever. So bringing a metaphor of beauty and flowers to show what happens after you heal, but being on a stage where we're going to go live for an hour and telling stories of confusion, pain, and vulnerability, but end it with flowers. It was something that was important to show. So
I'm getting misty-eyed. This is that's a beautiful thing. Well, it's true, right? Because it's like you go through life and you hear things like healing and all that, and it is beautiful, but it's like, man, that process is hard.
It's really
like
hard.
I remember that phrase, like, forgiveness is the best thing in the world until you have to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Really, it's a process, and it doesn't just end up on the beauty end of the spectrum. There's actually hard work that goes through it.
All right, we're mixing some drinks in the background. I like it.
Get us through this healing.
That's right. That's the healing right there on cue. Let's, before we talk about the return, because this comes out September 13th, Via Ninja Tune, super excited for it, like I said. But I want to talk about, you mentioned film directing, but like, is there any other things that Sampa the Great might try hand at? Because I know I read somewhere that you're kind of into sprinting. Is that right?
I don't know why people keep bringing that up.
Oh, they keep, they do? They keep bringing it up?
Yeah, it was, that was, sports was my life for, before music became center stage. Sprinted for 100 meters and 200. I was like, I'm going to be Usain Bolt Jr.
Yeah.
Time to shine. And it was just at a time where I was not disciplined enough with one, my food, two, just exercise and keeping my body in a strict regimen in general, and that just didn't work out for me and the coach. And just life as an athlete is really harder than you think. And
for sure.
I was just like, I can't do it. And now I'm actually in a good spot, but it will take time and dedication to go back there. But still love to run. You know, I felt my most powerful when you talk about physically when I am sprinting. So hopefully we can get back there.
Do you ever get running on tour then, or are you like doing
sprints? We do stretches. Yoga is the new thing for us. We do stretches. We make sure we, you know, we do our vocal warm-ups and everything. Been challenged countless times sprinting. Enfer Jones challenged me. I was just like, I'm not sprinting against you. It's like two strides for you is 100 meters.
Right.
But hopefully, you know, I'll get back there. But I'm trying to get into painting.
Painting?
Yeah.
Okay, what really would you paint?
I have no idea. Right now, Struggle Street. But hopefully, as you know, I continue, maybe like a thing of mine. But
I love it. Well, I hope I see it. Maybe some future album artwork.
Hopefully.
Well, speaking of albums, let's talk about The Return. I mean, what's, you know, because this is like, we just said it's a long album, there's a lot going on, a lot of collaborations. I mean, what, just tell people, like, what is the main idea behind it?
So the main idea, if you know my story, you know I'm Zambian and based in Australia. And because of this, I've had a lot of things happen in my career where it's like a huge win for me. But because I'm at home, I'm very homesick. And it's just like, this is dope, but, you know, I wish I was home. And it's only me and my sister in Australia right now. All our parents and relatives and everything, everyone is back home. So it creates this distance and this little sense of displacement that happened during my career where I was like, yo, I think I really, really want to go back home now. And I have friends in Australia, you know, refugees, migrants, who actually don't have the option to go back home. So the topic of home came into play, and it was just like, okay, what is home? And what is this journey of home within myself that I have to have where I can keep home with me wherever I go so that home is I can take home with me wherever I go, so I'm not really that homesick.
Yeah.
And how elements of music and laughter and chants and things in our culture allow us to take home with us wherever we go, so we don't have to physically be there.
Yeah.
And so the return is really about redefining what home is for you, not only your physical home but your spiritual home as well. And, you know, trying to get back to the most you you've ever been, which would probably be your younger self.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
In a nutshell.
That's deep.
In a nutshell, that's what, you know, it really is about.
Wow. Yeah. That's so deep, because it's like, that's an interesting thought, right? Like, maybe it's not about getting somewhere, but it's actually returning to a younger self where you're actually at your most purest.
Exactly.
Or the truest form of yourself.
Yeah. And more so not to do with, you know, purity per se, but more so to do with the laugh that you used to have before the world, you know, those things that, you know, are the essence of your character, rather than, you know, how good are you. Ain't gonna change any of that, but to be able to live with that and to able to still see the beauty of life, even living through all those things, is what we're trying to keep with us. So. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, that's going to inform people as they listen to this album, because, like, man, it's a journey. It really is.
Speaking 19 of, track journey.
Yeah, that's right. Is there anything that, you know, maybe you're on tour, do you take anything with you that reminds you of home? Any physical thing, or?
My mom's scarf used to be a huge physical thing that I take.
Your mom's what, a scarf? Okay, yeah.
Because it smells like my mom.
Yeah.
But then it was just like, come on, you grow, you need to change up on these things. So it would be like certain voice notes, certain songs from home that I'd keep, and just things that are not actually physical, you know, laughter, my parents' laughter, a memory.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things that I keep with me.
That's huge, yeah. That's awesome. Well, hey, why don't we wrap with a track from Final Form? And I know this is going to go out before the album drops.
Yeah.
So basically, we've got two choices of tracks we can play. But you know what? I love Urban G, and I love Final Form, but I want to just talk about that video real quick.
Yeah.
Final Form, because you went to Zambia to shoot it.
I went to Zambia to shoot it.
And it looks it, because I saw on your Instagram, you had the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because you're shooting
Everybody
it.
Everybody was watching.
That's right.
That's why it is an actual performance.
Right.
In the video, because there are people standing there calling their friends over, camera phones up, because this is actually a show for them. And so we're not even just, you know, doing it for the cameras, we're performing. So it's even bigger. And it was just important to have a video at home where, you know, I control the narrative of where I'm from. And I showed you where I'm from and, you know, everything behind the person on the screen so that you can see my story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really beautiful. But I got to moments where it was like, wow, this is it. So everybody watching, action, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Did that must have made it better though, right? Because you have this energy from people.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, we were performing for actual people, not just to camera, so it became a character that we took on because we had to perform. So it was really nice.
Well, do you want to play Final Form? Should
let's
we finish
final
with that
form. Let's
and
play
we're
final
just
form.
So just explain to people like Final Form essentially in a nutshell, what's that track trying to say?
A lot.
Yeah.
Bet. Final Form song wise you know, as young artists coming into the music industry, you know the final goal of where you want to be. And you know that it's going to take time to get to that place, and you're willing to go through the in-between. And it's sometimes the make or break stage, because you're like, well, this is not happening right now.
Right.
And you have to go through a lot of soul searching, digging, and why you do what you do. And for me, it's like, I'm now in a place where I accept this in-between stage, because I know I might final form tomorrow as I'm continuously learning.
Yeah.
So Final Form is, I can't wait to be in that last state. Y'all will see me. But for now, great state I'm in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, we'll finish with that. But right before we do, any future plans for Zampa the Great? I know this is your last show, right, of the tour.
Of the tour.
Which is crazy.
And then
what else is coming up?
I go back to Melbourne to do my first live film score.
Wow.
That's for MILF, Melbourne Film Festival.
Yeah.
So we're creating a live score, and the movie will be playing as the band will be playing with it. And
what
that's
movie
the
is
first
it?
Time. Yes, this is amazing because I just forgot everyone this. And we'll cut it in once.
That's right.
I my
that's
phone.
Right. We'll cut it in.
Ah, I can't believe it. Girlhood.
It's Girlhood,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
French film.
Yeah.
And it's an actually beautiful film. You should look it up. Girlhood. And yeah.
Wow.
After we do that, I have 2 weeks a break with my birthday on August 9th.
Nine. Oh, you're Leo.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Me
can't
too.
Tell
me too.
Loud as heck.
Me too. But, I'm August 16th. So yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a whole break of nothing.
Great.
And then album next the month after my birthday, and then album tour.
Crazy. And speaking of album, what you need to do if you're hearing this right now, you got to pick up the vinyl, because is you've got some like transparent red and green vinyl coming out,
With
like the Zambian flag.
Inspired by the flag, yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. So everyone's got to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little piece of what home is for me, and I'm gonna give that to everyone.
For sure. Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey Samba, thank you so much.
It's
been so fun talking with
you. It's been dope. Thank you.
Yeah. And cool. All right.
Yeah.
Let's play Final Form.
Let's do that.